Hi, I'm Rob. I'm 23.
Hi, I'm Chantal. I'm 21.
We're both young people living in Hereford.
We also have Martin, who's 17, who has recorded his responses remotely as he can't be with us today, unfortunately.
Today, we're giving our creative responses to the Towns and Cultural Economies Recovery Workshop on Hereford.
We have all written poems using expressions and phrases from participants of the workshop.
And we've all shared our personal reflections of this process. We hope you enjoy our responses. A sense of hope for Hereford. The wise waters have, for centuries, fueled and flowed through the dreams of generations. They talk about wage crises, age imbalances, soaring house prices and brain drains, but the Herefordian lifeline won't be dredged easily. The potential flows beneath us. The Y anchors a community ready to shine, an idyllic landscape, an expanse of space, remote but tight-knitted. Some might say culturally promising but socially neglected. It's filled with potential of all kinds. That frustrated flat-cap butcher I met on Widemarsh Street, the guitarist outside M&S who looks for intrigued ears and eyes, the Friday night pub hounds who have had three too many. That community, tremulously private for some. It's a land brimming with potential, brought together naturally on the banks of the Wye. We just need to channel it in the right way. It means feeding the arts. 15 minutes away from a shop, 15 minutes away from a doctor, but are we 15 minutes away from culture? Probably not. It looks like the budget has been slashed again, hasn't it? Support the spaces in between. Bridge both sides of the river and galvanise new talent. Reignite the ancient embers. The county's folk are electrified with ideas.
Actual action. We have a desire for growth and change, but are held back by a lack of actual action. A stronger town needs stronger support. Support from the creative energies and skills of local people. We are a cultural centre, a community space that sometimes feels like a private place, stuck in a brain drain, a one-way lane, but we can thrive, restore the imbalance of ages. We have big visions for Hereford. Although we are isolated, we are beautiful. We the young will return, and will return with actual action.
Hereford. What are we? What creates value? How do we measure it? There is a brain drain. Our human resources are wasted. A lack of plan mixed with empty shops. It doesn't feel like a community space. It feels like a private space. But with some hope, changes can be made. Local life can thrive. We can thrive. We may be isolated or cut off, but have social value and local beauty. Our river potential to be reimagined. Support the spaces in between. There is a strong desire for vibrant culture, creative energies and skills of local and young people, but must retain the balance of a unique space, but still providing opportunities. Turn us into a cultural centre, not an imbalance of ages. We are spacious. We are 15 minutes away from a shop, 15 minutes from a doctor. How about 15 minutes from culture? How do we step in and fill the gap? Multi-story cultural spaces. We are stronger if there is a vibrant culture, enabling us to bring visitors in. But we need balance, to walk, to cycle, low cost of travel. And while I mention it, what's with the low wages, high house prices? Despite all this, we have hope for the transformational potential of Hereford.
Thanks, Rob, for your lovely poem responding to the workshop that we facilitated on Tuesday. Would you like to give us a personal response now to the workshop and how it's left you feeling about Hereford and its future?
Yeah, I found the workshop really, really fascinating. I think one of the things we did that was really thought-provoking was we did a poll with all the members there about their feelings and attitudes towards Hereford. The best and possibly most positive thing was that nobody hated it. Nobody was ambivalent about it. A few people were, you know, loved it, said they loved it, found it challenging, found it disappointing. But 42% were really hopeful about it, which I think is a really good thing. And to me, that shows that there's lots of potential here. And I think, you know, as I said in my poem, I think we need to just channel that in the right way, particularly for young people. We went into breakout rooms. We had a chat about what we'd like to see, particularly in the council. I think council decisions need to, you know, that kind of stuff in a social media age needs to be made really bullet pointed. I logged on yesterday to do some research and I just get lost in pages and pages of complex reports. Help people get switched on about what's going on. They'll maybe play a part more. I think, you know, Brexit showed so much about how people are really looking for belonging. They really want a sense of anchoring. And what better time to really throw our heart and soul into local places like Herefordshire? So much going on.
Rob, you're going to be leaving Hereford at the end of this month, moving to Scotland. If you return to Hereford in the next, say, 10 years, what do you hope to see here?
Wow, it's such a big question. I think, I don't know, Hereford has so much artistic potential. I really hope that somehow we attract more artists to stay longer. I don't necessarily think that's a problem solved only on the Hereford level. It kind of needs to be solved societally to allow the arts to be viable. I get the impression a lot of politicians don't think the arts are viable. I'd also really like it to be a more connected place. I wish it was easier to get around. In that sense, you'll encourage people to come and go more freely. Transport connectivity and, you know, arts opportunities. Obviously with Powerhouse and the Encore Music Hub, there's going to be a lot of exciting things coming. But I'd like to see more of that.
And finally, Rob, you had to summarise Hereford in three words. I can't remember what your three words were. Have you changed your three words? So if you had to define Hereford, your Hereford now in three words, what would they be?
So the ones I gave in the session with everyone were spacious, cut off and local. I think it's ultimately local. It is a local place. It feels local. Obviously, it's the part of a larger country and region, but I think the local heritage is really important and should be embraced. So I think I'd still say that. Spacious, definitely. It's beautiful. I'm obviously an outsider, but I grew up in a rural region, so I know what it's like, you know, the challenges and opportunities of that. I love the landscape. So I think I'd still stand behind spacious. My other one was cut off. And yeah, I still stand behind that as well, because I think there needs to be so much more accessible. Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, big bypasses and all that. Just get some more trains and things. Make it easier for young people to move around. It does need that. If there's one thing we can do, it's just make moving around easier. It'll bring more people in, allows people to get out, raises the profile. Obviously, the internal external balance is a kind of fragile one, but I'd stand behind those three things.
Thank you, Rob. Chantelle, thank you for your poem. Could you just tell us initially some of your ideas that you had following the workshop? I know that you were really interested in the idea of kind of projecting yourself into the future. Tell us a bit about that.
Of course, I had a lot of thought on this, and particularly what Hereford would be like in 40 years' time. I was really interested to hear people taking into consideration our generation in particular moving into the future. So what Hereford might be like when my generation in particular or me was living when I'm about 61. And not the usual consideration for young people, the usual youth activities and clubs, but actually how we're going to grow up in Hereford as we get older.
So imagine you're 61, 40 years time. What do you imagine and what do you hope that Hereford would be like and feel like?
I hope that there's more emphasis on the community opportunities for all ages. Some of the community things now are only considering people of that age group and not considering the age group like mine growing up into Hereford. I want to see it more like a community, not a private space or elitist kind of community spaces. I want it to be more hearing the people and inviting people of all ages and the next generation.
Did you have some thoughts about the river? We all got quite obsessed with the river reimagined as a phrase. Did you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah. So I loved the phrase, let's reimagine the river. But I think we actually need to do it for real. I think we need to carry on through. Obviously, it was mentioned and we do have the River Festival, but that's once a year. And there's so many cities doing so many exciting things with their rivers. We need something else. Like, what else can our river become? Just one river festival isn't enough.
And what were your final thoughts that you had about Hereford?
I really liked the 15 minutes from a shop, 15 minutes from a doctor, but what about 15 minutes from culture? That line was really important to me because it really outlines how vast Hereford is, and we are beautiful. I don't want to change that. We have an amazing countryside, but we do need to balance it. We need to balance what we offer in Hereford, the things and services that we do have. We need to balance our space, but keep it beautiful. There is a beauty in being isolated, but we don't want the people to suffer from being isolated because there is nothing here for them.
Chantal, thank you. Thank you, Martin, for your poem. And could you just give us your thoughts and reflections on the workshop, please?
For me, the thing that I found the best about the workshop was seeing how many different people there are across the city and kind of the wider county as well, who really want to make a difference in the city and to kind of improve it and utilise what we have to really make the city better for everyone. And I think it was really good that they included us as young people in the workshop as well, because, you know, we are the future of the city, and so we shouldn't be ignored. They shouldn't ignore what we have to say, because sometimes our ideas might be a bit out there, but they might be a lot better as well, because we are bringing a new perspective and a different perspective that they might not have heard or paid attention to before. But yeah, overall, I think the workshop was really good for getting a lot of ideas about ways we can improve the city and ways to go forward. And I think the fact that, you know, there were councillors there as well as people from other organisations will hopefully help to push the change that we really need.